Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
My husband had asked me to forgive him, and I didn't want to. I really did not want to forgive him. And at that point, I was growing a little bit in the Lord, but I just felt like I have every right to not forgive him. And as I was driving home, I remember thinking, you know what? I have focused so much on my husband and not on my sin that I looked pretty good. And Jesus died on the cross for my sin and my husband's sin. And why could I not forgive him? And Jesus forgave me. And I realized, you know, he died on the cross for both of us. And he said, this is what I want. You know, you're at a crossroads, Irene, and this is what I want. You are to forgive your husband. And I knew that I needed to do one of two things, disobey or obey God. And I knew I needed to obey him. So that was a crossroad of my life, a turning point that I really stepped, one of the first times really stepped out in faith. And I did forgive my husband. And it wasn't until almost a year later that I prayed, Lord, fill me up with love. I hate my husband. Fill me up with love. Teach me to love him. Show me how to love him. And one day we were sitting at the table, and I remember looking at him, and I remember thinking, I have fallen madly in love with my husband. For that year, he wooed me, and we spent time together, and we healed our relationship. It was the best. It's been still the best year of, we'll be married 47 years this year. And so it was the best year of our life. And I share these things about my husband with his permission because he's an amazing man. I would do it all over again to be married to him. I would do it two times over again because he is a gift from God. And I'm so thankful that God healed our marriage because now we're a team and we are working together trying to encourage people that God can fix any relationship and he can use you and you can go out and use what he's taught you and take in children and meet the needs of the orphan and those who need to be, you know, cared for. So I am so thankful for my life.
Well, I'm glad you didn't start crying because then I would have started crying and then Matt would have had it taken over.
Every time I get to that point, I do cry.
Oh, it's so tender. It's because the reasons you had against having resentment towards Domingo was there's just so many resentments you could have had and you just felt like you hated him. And then for God to absolutely transform your heart about your husband is so strong.
You know, I put those things locked in the vault of my heart. And when I wrote the book, a lot of those things came up. It was good because we talked about those things. There were things he didn't even know he had done because he was drinking and he didn't remember what he would do. But isn't it neat how God spared our marriage?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.